Team Shants and Team Craig finished at the top of the poll at the BC Curling Masters, held this weekend past in Cranbrook. Wes Craig's rink, who went 5-1 over the weekend, defeated Team Wright 8-5 in 7 and Sunday, February 25, at the Cranbrook Curling Center. Penny Shants defeated Cranbrook's Pat Sanders in the women's final, scoring 2 in the final end to win 6-3. The two teams are now off to the Canadian Masters Championships in Chicoutimi, Quebec. The Shants-Sanders matchup featured two former Canadian champions. Sanders had won their round-robin game on Friday 8-0, but Team Shants was able to regroup for the final, even coming back from being 3 down, scoring 4 in the 6th end. However, Team Sanders was beset by injuries all weekend, and curling with only 3 in the final, with 1 sweeper. Cranbrook's been very good to us, last weekend and this weekend, Shants said after the match. Her team of Cindy Curtin, Danielle Shaughnessy and Donna Michalik won the Cranbrook Curling Club's Shades of Green Bonspiel on the previous weekend. We just held in there, down 3-0, we just didn't give up. Shants said the previous 8-0 loss to Team Sanders was motivation. The big highlight was the game we lost. We kind of got blown off the sheet, it was by Pat. So we regrouped, and tried to put it together, and came back strong the next games. Sanders' Cranbrook rink was hit hard by injuries. Both Joan Fiedler and Joy Walker had to pull out. Lynn Lee was brought in. The girls played so well all weekend, Fielder said. We've just been beset with injuries. But we were in the game right until the last rock. Team Craig, of Duncan, BC, is composed of Skip Craig, 3rd Ron Schmidt, 2nd Tony Anslow, and led Victor Gamble. Final standings on the men's side, after the final, 1, Team Craig 2, Team Wright 3, Team C. Lepini 4, Team Van Iserloo 5, Team Ingram 6, Team Karbashevsky 9-7, Team L. Lepini. Final standings on the women's side, after the final, 1, Team Shants 2, Team Sanders 3, Team Deputon 4, Team Erdős 5, Team Barry 6, Team Devlin.